Hello, welcome to the Dinner Than Dessert podcast. Today we're going to be talking about how to make the perfect peach crisp. Peach crisp is an all-American dessert. It's a juicy peach filling baked covered in crunchy oat topping made in about an hour. It's the perfect summertime dessert. You may be wondering the difference between a peach cobbler and peach crisp. Well, a fruit cobbler has a biscuit or pie dough on top, whereas a fruit crisp has a crumbly topping. And this one's made with rolled oats, brown sugar, flour, and unsalted butter that gets crunchy and crispy when baked. Apart from peach crisps and peach cobblers, there are lots of easy, fast fruit desserts that are great for cookouts, potlucks, or just quick weeknight meals. Recipes like this are a great way to use just past ripe fruit that are a little squishy and bruised, but still firm enough to hold up in a pie or fruit crisp. From apple crisp to mixed berry to this fresh peach crisp recipe, it's so easy to turn ripe fruit into a delicious dessert. Fresh fruits like juicy peaches make any recipe the perfect summertime dessert. If you're looking for even more delicious fruit desserts, definitely check out our fruit pie recipes. Some of our most popular are blueberry pie, apple pie, peach pie, and raspberry pie. And if you're wondering what to serve with your delicious fruit dessert, Easy Peach Crisp is perfect topped with a big scoop of vanilla ice cream or a dollop of homemade whipped cream. You can find the recipes for both of these on the Dinner Than Dessert website. You can make peach crisp ahead of time, so it's also great for potlucks or picnic parties at the park. To make your peach crisp ahead of time, prepare your peaches and cover with the crisp topping. Then wrap it tightly and keep it in the fridge for up to a day. You can also make the fruit crisp topping ahead and store for up to a month in the freezer. It'll be perfect to make a quick crisp when fruit goes just past ripe. Peach crisp can also be stored at room temperature for up to 2 days, covered tightly with plastic wrap in a cool, dry spot. Or you can freeze the entire crisp for up to 2 months. Just make sure it's cooled completely before sealing it in an airtight container. Let's get into some tips for making the best peach crisp. First, it's best to use fresh peaches. You can use frozen peaches, but the texture is going to be a lot softer. If you use frozen peaches, make sure to thaw and drain them well so your peach filling isn't runny or soggy. Next, if you prefer peeled fruit, you can blanch your peaches. Here's how. Bring a large pot of water to a boil. Then fill a large bowl with cold water and ice, leaving room to add peaches without it overflowing. Place 2 to 3 peaches into the boiling water for about 30 seconds. Then remove the peaches and place them directly in the ice bath. Repeat with remaining peaches. This should make the skins easily loosen for peeling. There's no knife needed. If you have particularly juicy peaches or just like a really thick fruit crisp, you can use this method to get them to release their juices so your peach crisp doesn't get soggy. First, toss your peaches or whatever fruit you're using in a mixture of sugar and salt and let it sit for about 20 to 30 minutes before making your peach crisp. Then just drain the juices, but reserve about 2 tablespoons to mix back into the peach filling. Our last tip is how to make your peach crisp in a slow cooker. This is surprisingly easy. You can set and forget a slow cooker peach crisp for an even easier dessert. First, grease your slow cooker with butter and spread peaches evenly in the bottom. Then prepare the crisp topping as usual and sprinkle over the peaches. Cook the peach crisp on low for 3 to 4 hours or until the peaches are tender, and you'll have your slow cooker peach crisp done. Apart from how easy and delicious they are, another great thing about peach crisps is that they are so easy to make and adapt to what you have on hand. You can substitute nuts for oats for even more crunch, or try almond flour to make a gluten-free peach crisp. You can even cut the sugar by using fresh peaches without the other filling ingredients. Here are some other changes you can make to your crisp depending on what ingredients you have. You can make a different fruit crisp with firm fruits or stone fruits like plums, apricots, apples, or pears. Just use the same recipe, but substitute it with whatever fruit you have on hand. You can also add spices. Try adding a teaspoon or two of cinnamon or nutmeg to the peach filling for some warm, spiced flavor. You can add berries to the filling. It's like making an easier raspberry peach pie by adding fresh or frozen raspberries to the peach filling. You can also use blackberries, blueberries, strawberries, or a mix of your favorites instead of peaches. Like I said earlier, you can add nuts. Give your peach crisp a bit of crunch by stirring in chopped almonds, pecans, or walnuts to the crisp topping or into the peach filling, or even both. Lastly, you can add a tablespoon of bourbon or whiskey to the peach filling for a kick to this southern favorite. Then top it with salted caramel sauce to complete the flavor. There are so many ways you can change up this dessert, so feel free to experiment and see what you like best. Now, let's go over the recipe for a classic peach crisp. Firstly, preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Grease a 9x13 baking dish and set aside. Mix half a cup of flour, half a cup of brown sugar, half a cup of chilled butter, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, and 1/4 teaspoon salt in a bowl using a pastry cutter until it's evenly crumbled. Then fold 1 cup of rolled oats into the flour mixture. Place the crisp topping in the refrigerator while you make the peach filling. To make the peach filling, combine 6 sliced peaches, 1/4 cup flour, and 1/3 cup sugar in a large bowl. Stir this until the peaches are well coated with the flour and sugar. Then arrange your peaches evenly in the baking dish. Sprinkle your oat topping over the peaches, pressing gently for an even, slightly flat topping. Then bake for 35 to 45 minutes or until the topping is golden brown. Then remove your peach crisp from the oven and enjoy. If you've made this recipe for peach crisp, please be sure to come back and leave a comment for us on the blog. If you've taken a picture and you want to share it online, you can tag us on Facebook and Instagram at #dinnerthandessert. We'd love to hear about how it turns out for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.